Happy holidays, everyone.
And welcome back to the one and only Wrasslecast, episode 94. We are here to have a non-serious discussion on... No, we're here to have a serious discussion on the non-serious world of professional wrestling. And I'm your host, I am Heavy Set, and we also have Biohazard, who's going to hit you with all the contact info.
What's up, guys? You can hit us up on Twitter, at Wrasslecast. You can send us a little email. Thanks to whoever sent some emails today at wrasslecast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in Wrasslecast in the search and we should be the only page available.
And we also have Andy.
That's right. Double A here, bringing the unity.
Right. All right.
We're going to have a bad day.
Yeah. It's going to be horrible. Anyway, let's start off with keep tossing or improve. And we will start with Bio.
Well, I'm going to... Let's keep the New Day. A lot of their stuff lately has just been comedy gold, especially last night with introducing Sheamus. And the fact that they had, I believe it was 3 segments on Raw, shows that the company is getting behind them, which I love as well.
Yeah, New Day is... They're growing to... Like, I don't even know how to describe it with them. They're very, very entertaining. Like, I doubt that I'm going to get it for the intro of the show, but I know I was talking about the whole introduction of Sheamus was one part that really stuck out for me to have. And, I mean, we talk about New Day, like, almost every week now.
to the point where every day is a New Day.
I think it's been a keep for, like, a month now.
Yeah, for a month. I think for the past 6 months.
They, like, actually, their theme is my alarm clock.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Yeah, after you said that, like, many, many months ago, that's mine, too, now.
See, I use Seth Rollins' theme because it's really loud and annoying, but I really like
Well,
it.
Trust me, New Days can be annoying after the fifth time you heard it, too.
It's a new day. Yes, it is. You're like, God, I know it. God damn it.
All right, what's your toss or improve?
My improve is going to be the IWC and Eva Marie. The fact that Eva Marie versus Bayley did happen on NXT this week, everyone that I've seen so far has shit completely all over Eva Marie in this match. But I believe, hands down, this was Eva Marie's best match. Now, you could make the argument that Bayley carried her through this match, but they added a lot of story to this match on top of the fact that the match itself wasn't bad. And to say that, we've seen a couple mistakes that Eva Marie has made at NXT in the past several weeks. But this match, there didn't seem to be any. And that just shows she has some sort of improvement going on, which, considering it's only her second year in professional wrestling, sports entertainment, whatever you want to call it, she's doing pretty well. The fact that she is hated this much shows that she's also playing the heel role very well. And the argument I made to everyone that I talked to was, you're not supposed to like the heels.
Oh yeah, that's something that we were talking about before the show, and I've said for a while, I think she's the Divas version of John Cena. I think she has that future to her where, but they could use her as more of a heel type, to where just getting nuclear heat. Just, I don't care if you say it's good heat or bad heat, it's still heat.
Yeah, somebody made the argument about there's a difference between not liking the wrestler and them not wanting them there. And I said, not really. If you think about it, she's playing the heel, the bad guy, the person you're not supposed to like. Therefore, she's doing her job. They could be doing it the other way and shoving her down our throats and playing her as the good person, but they know that the fans boo her. Look at this, the promo she had before the match of the NXT previous. You could barely hear her because of all the boos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point. She's playing the heel. She's going to get boos. And I think once a lot of the IWC gets that through their head, that you're not supposed to like the heels, maybe wrestling can get back to a heel babyface role instead of kayfabe being completely dead.
So you're saying so wrestling can be wrestling again?
Yes, since wrestling's just not wrestling anymore.
All right, Andy, keep Joss from improve.
Oh, fuck, I gotta find my email. How'd I do it? Okay, it's not my email. What the hell did I want to, I want to keep, let me take that the best of the week. Okay, improve. Okay, we have a great heel authority, okay? Like, they can say and do anything, and you gotta follow it, okay? They need to have some type of a commissioner, some type of a GM, something to kind of counteract them a little bit, to kind of give a little bit more of a fight. Kind of like when the Roman Reigns won his match. Yeah, he didn't win the title, but he won his match, and it wasn't clarified that if the guys, the baby faces, get to keep their matches at TLC or not. I mean, that's the role of the face commissioner, to say, haha, by the way, Roman Reigns won, so they get to keep their matches, kind of stuff.
I thought they said something about it before. It was, I know they referenced that if he didn't win the title, then they weren't allowed to have their matches. So I see where you're coming from, that there should be at least either somebody there, or at least they could have said something on commentary, you know?
Well, just when Vince McMahon was there, and he was the major heel, he had all the power. He had Shawn Michaels that was commissioner that could say, I run the show here, kind of stuff. Had like had the same amount of power that he had. And then later it was Mick Foley to the Triple H Stephanie kind of thing, where they had the bounce back fight against each other kind of thing.
But they don't do that all the time. A lot of times.
Right. It's just Vince. We've had this authority though for a long time. That's why I'm saying it'd be good to kind of change it up a little bit.
If you really look at it, right now it doesn't seem like they have the big focus on the authority. Now the focus is on Sheamus and this League of Nations.
Yeah.
Which is good. Now you don't need the authority coming out all the time, but I had a weird feeling they might. But instead of like, all right, this is Seth Rollins, our champion, now Sheamus gets to kind of do his own thing and kind of take away from the authority.
I see where you're coming from. It's just, mm-hmm. It just seemed like that this last Raw, to where they left all the other matches or all the stuff that they earned, can go away like that because I said so kind of thing. So. I was just coming across that.
All right, what else you got?
And then my toss is Charlotte is becoming a heel because it seems like it's going to happen that way. But I think she can be a face, be like the Eddie Guerrero, lie, cheat, and steal kind of face. But they could have done that, or hopefully they can do that against Paige or another heel or something to turn it that way. But instead they did it against a friend, so it kind of made it look like it's kind of a heel turn. So plus, if they could have done it, she could have kicked up and kind of strutted around a little bit, kind of had the moment where you kind of laugh a little bit and then pull that little stunt. But it was like, I don't know, it's just it came across as a heel turn to me.
I think what they're going to do is play into the Ric Flair thing. He's the dirtiest player in the game. He cheated to win a lot of matches and stuff like that. I feel like they're going to dump that moniker onto Charlotte eventually.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out where they're going with this, because
I mean, you made her a white hot baby face, and now you're going to flip her heel. So, or I don't know.
I wouldn't say she was white hot. She gets over, but she doesn't get some of the bigger pops.
I think. They could be, because the one thing about the Divas division is a lot of them play these multiple roles. Like, they could be heel and they could be face. Some a little bit more than others, but that's what I'm trying.
They do that a lot.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what they're doing. I want to say they're going to turn her a little bit more heel, still have her feud with Paige. Because that's the other thing, too. It was like, Paige was not only against Charlotte and Becky, like, you know, bad-mouthing them, obviously, oh, these are my former best friends, blah, 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 it would be a heel-face thing. She was also, like, talking bad about Team Bad and Sasha Banks, which normally they don't do. Normally, it's always black-and-white heel-face thing. So that got me. And right now, Becky's one of your only hardcore faces on top of Natalya. And I don't know if they're going to put them together. I don't. There's a lot to work with. And the one thing I've noticed that people, like, they always complain, well, this isn't right. This isn't right. This is right. This is not how it's supposed to be done. WWE, I have come to the realization, it's not always about this is what's right. This is how it's supposed to go. A lot of times they're trying to revolutionize the industry and try to do different things. And when they do it, sometimes it gets met with some resistance. And people just don't know how to take them. They're just like, well, no, this is wrong. No, the Bellas were healed last week. Now they're phased. WWE, from my point of view, it seems like they're trying to do something new. Especially with this Divas division. I still applaud WWE. The fact that we had two Divas matches last night, and they weren't really linked to each other except for Sasha's name getting mentioned in the other match. And on NXT, there was, I'm a week behind. The week before that, there was like, what? Actually, like three women's matches?
I think it was two.
Was it just two? Maybe I was thinking it was those two in a tag team match that was like huge.
I think it was Asuka and Cameron and Nia Jax versus somebody.
2 weeks ago? Because I'm behind a week.
I believe so.
Because that was also the Bayley.
Oh, so yeah, there might have been three.
Yeah, that's what.
Shit.
So that's well, I think it's kind of awesome, but. WWE is trying. Some people, like right now, are you done, Andy? Did we get both yours?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm going to go with one of my tosses right now. I'm getting tired of, I'm glad, no, it's okay. I'm getting tired of people like Jim Cornette and Mick Foley and all these older names who like to badmouth the current product. I've gotten to the point where I think it's just that thing of my generation was the best. This generation sucks. And it's not just in wrestling, it's almost anything. Well, back in my day, it was like this. Oh, I was like, oh, and it's just so much better. It's just that mentality. And the only thing with wrestling, when people sit there and preach this, like Cornette and like Foley, the fans leash to it. And I've gotten to the point where I just want to tell these people, shut up. Just shut up. Don't bitch about it. I understand, like, you have certain views and everything, but it's going back to WWE is not the same environment when you were in it. They're trying new things. They're some people might look at it as lazy, but there's still things that they're trying, and it's and you're not going to have a lot of it overnight. And as much as I love Foley and his daughter, like anything that he has said the past couple of years, about wrestling, I just have to roll my eyes. Like, dude, just shut up.
I think that can go back to the Stone Cold podcast with Vince McMahon. Where Vince McMahon flat said, this is a different time. And that's what the older generation needs to realize, is this is a different wrestling product than it was 10 years ago. This is a different wrestling product than it was 5 years ago. And it's not that everyone's welcome to their own opinions. But the fact that you keep saying, oh, Attitude Era was best, Attitude Era was best. It's a completely different product than it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, there's like 10,000 things you can't. There's no way you can do now that you could do back then. And you have everybody's on the internet now. It's not just a beginning thing. And it's so you kind of got to do things where you got to swerve, like in social media and stuff too. So it's totally 100% different.
Yeah. So when I hear those guys complain or say something like what Cornette tweeted out today, you know, like Smoky Mountain and something, and what I forget what else is on the network, is like, oh, we better watch out, show fans what real wrestling is. And I'm just like, you sound like this old man.
I haven't liked Cornette since he was in TNA.
I don't mind Cornette, but like a lot of them I don't mind personally. I could actually listen to stories from Cornette. I respect Cornette, but
stories are one thing, but when you're criticizing the product nowadays,
yeah, there's people who like sit on the outside that I think some of them are maybe there's a little bit of bitterness that they're not still in the industry as much. Like Vince Russo. I just seen a headline from him saying, because of what the USA Network wants WWE Raw to be a little bit more edgier. And I think he's seen that and he wrote this thing of like, or was quoted as saying, like, oh, WWE's going to have to. They're going to be pushed to. No, they're not.
They're not going to be pushed because they have plenty of sponsors
Well,
they have to adhere to.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have a lot better sponsors. That's the thing, too. I also had a conversation with someone, and as soon as I read that article, or seen that headline, I didn't read the article. And I was just like, you know, WWE's, you know, the best it is ever been. And I knew how they were taking it, going to take it as soon as I said that. They're like, well, you better tell it to other people. And I'm just like, no, I mean, like, sponsors. Like, you have top-notch sponsors, or better sponsors than there were back in the Attitude Era. They are getting bigger names, and they're trying to erase that stigma of professional wrestling. And now, the biggest accomplishment we have so far is WWE is going to be on, well, it's going to be on, is on SportsCenter. It's on ESPN every week. That wouldn't have been thought of about 10 years ago. That wouldn't have been thought of 15 years ago. That wouldn't have been thought in the Attitude Era, because wrestling was looked down upon. It still is. But WWE is trying. That's the other thing I think that they're trying to do. They're trying to do different things. They're trying to do the evolution stuff. So they're not going to be edgier. Because I think this is what, in my opinion, what would happen. I have no business background. If USA insisted and demanded that they go edgier, WWE would probably tell them no, and then USA would cancel their, would void their contract, cancel it, whatever, and then WWE would go, okay, we're going to go somewhere else. And US, that's not something that somebody they're going to piss off.
They'll go back to Spike TV.
See, like, we know the market for wrestling is so bad right now for, like, ROH and TNA. I mean, they had to go to Pop TV and Comet, which it's like, when I heard...
I think the thing with Pop TV is in way more homes than Destination America was.
But that name doesn't have any name value. Destination America, I knew it was with Discovery. I didn't know much about it. I just knew it was a part of the Discovery family. And that's a pretty big family for the Discovery Channel. Like, everybody knows Discovery Channel. But when I heard Pop TV, I went, yeah. I went, what?
I think it's the TV, old TV Guide Network.
It is. I made the joke that I was like, is it a TV station about little plastic figures? Is that what Pop TV is? But, Comet. But, hey, I mean, it just shows you what the market is. But if the big dog, the king of it all, they're looking for another network. That's the other thing I don't think USA will get rid of them. Or NBC Universal. I don't think they'll get rid of them.
They'll talk to Ted Turner and go back to TNN.
Probably.
Or TBS.
It'd be weird.
Even though Ted Turner doesn't really own it anymore.
Yeah. All right.
I'm in the wrestling business. Well, you should get WrestleCast on your network, too.
let me see. I'll go with a keep for my second turn of the war. Keep him off Raw.
He wasn't on Raw at all this week. I know. That I remember.
Supposedly he was in the area though. I was listening to LaBar's show, and it says he had a friend that like ran into Kevin Owens like in the area at a like toy store or something with his kid. Because I know his son. I know Owen went out on the road with him this week because he posted about it. But he wasn't on Raw. But then again, I don't know if he did anything else. I don't know if he's going to be on SmackDown. Maybe they gave him the night off. I don't know.
They might start pushing the Intercontinental title to be predominantly on SmackDown again, especially with the move to USA Network and this big push that they're going to do with SmackDown.
Yeah. I kind of want to keep Lana back. There's a part of me that thinks what we're going to end up seeing, and I'm probably wrong, I think we might see Rusev turn face over time.
Eventually, I could see it, but with this whole League of Nations thing going on.
But how long is the shelf life for this? How long do you expect something like this kind of hodgepodge of wrestlers? I've heard one person say that they thought Royal Rumble at the latest.
I didn't think Del Rio was going to be involved in it. That was my shocker.
Well, that's the thing. They keep like adding people, and like not really. They weren't making a big deal about it. Like first, it was
Sheamus and Barrett as a tag team, and then all of a sudden Rusev joined. I think I made this comment earlier, where if they would have built this as Survivor Series, did a 4-on-4 or a 5-on-5, like if they would have bumped everything back a month. Seth Rollins' injury, which I know wasn't planned, but if everything would have been bumped back 1 month, I think this would have been a little easier, because you could have had your 4-on-4 or 5-on-5 traditional Survivor Series match with the League of Nations versus Roman Reigns, and I was calling it the Roman Empire. I feel like just the circumstances, they could have done it a month ago and build this towards Survivor Series.
Yeah, you put it on Facebook, and my response to it was, but the... that would have took kind of the shock, and I put it in air quotes, and of the cash in at the end.
Yeah, that's why I said if we would have, if everything would have been bumped back 1 month, we could have had this. You would have had the cash in and the tournament at the last pay per view.
Mm-hmm. One improve for me, real quick, that I would have rather have seen, because I know one person on this call did not like Ryback coming out and facing her, so I didn't like Ryback coming out at all. I wonder who that is. But if they didn't have the match before it, what I would have liked to have seen, I would have liked to have seen Tyler Breeze come out and not see the love triangle, but just, like, I don't know. I think they could have worked a great dynamic. You could finally get the Lana Summer thing if they wanted to actually go that route. But I don't know, like, I think, like, it could be kind of a way to put over Breeze to have him go over Rusev. And, like, that could have gotten, actually, Rusev some sympathy. But
I don't see Rusev losing anytime soon, or being on a losing streak anytime soon.
That could potentially be where they could go to turn him, or flip him face.
Yeah,
I don't see it. I don't know. They could have done that a couple different times, but I don't see, like, he's in this scenario now, and I see it going longer than you think. I almost think that Lana and Zeb might take a backseat a little bit in regards to this group, or where do they fit into this? Do they come out with them when they're still single, competition stuff? Do they hang around in the group?
What I thought was kind of interesting was when Del Rio came out for his match, he didn't have the Mex America flag. And even his Minitron, or the video around the Titantron video, was just gold. It wasn't the Mex America thing anymore.
Yeah, I wonder if they were ditching it, because it seemed like it was kind of a halfway, not rewrite, but like they were wanting to go a different direction with it. Because even when they said where everybody was from, they didn't mention where Alberto Del Rio was from.
Yeah.
Because I missed that part, because for some reason it was like cut out right when that part, so I assume they said Mexico, but I guess they didn't.
Yeah, I don't think they did. But it would, yeah, I feel like they're going to start pushing Zeb to the background. Because the only thing that was on his little scooter, it said "Hate Free Zone" on his scooter, which I think they should make a T-shirt out of.
Maybe they were just thinking that the Mexican American thing wasn't sticking. Like even me, I was like, "Eh." But as long as they keep everything with Swagger, with him being an American, and they could still do that stuff, but they don't have to go the Mex American route.
Yeah,
John Cena's gonna win his 16th world title from Sheamus. They're against America. Who's the biggest American? John Cena!
With his military gear on, and his
he comes
and
out.
His dog tags.
He comes out.
A red, white, blue shirt.
Comes out with the Jeep waving the flag. Yeah.
If they didn't already record Tribute to the Troops, that would have been a perfect thing. But they always record that like a month ahead of time.
I know they're not airing it on NBC. Where is it airing?
USA Network, right?
No. I don't think they've taped it yet.
No, I think they did.
I have not seen any spoilers for it yet. I'm pretty sure they haven't taped it yet.
No, they have to by this point.
Mm-mm. They usually tape it about a week or two before Christmas.
They've been doing it in like just base camps here.
That's
in,
true.
In the States, they could do it live, actually.
No, they never do it. They won't do that live.
I think they could on the network. They might be going that route, airing it live on the WWE Network.
Wasn't there supposed to be a December show?
I think Tribute to the Troops is done.
I mean, no, it's not done for good. No way. They've made a big deal about it recently.
Yeah, I swear they did. Maybe it was a move to the network thing, but I thought maybe that was one of the things where they said
Tribute to the Troops will air Wednesday, December 23rd on the USA Network.
Yeah, USA Network, because it was SmackDown and the tribute thing. They were putting over the big USA Network deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be done. It's done in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
So if they haven't taped it yet, that would be something good. But John Cena's not going to come back and do it.
No way.
It's being taped December 8th, so it hasn't been taped yet.
Okay. Oh, damn. I didn't realize that Tribute to the Troops is like 12 years old.
Yeah, I remember when they did it from Afghanistan and Iraq. And
those are the ones that they used to do like a month or so ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably just in case someone died.
Well, no, it was just one of those things. I think they could only get them at like certain time, and then getting everybody back and everything and editing. And
that was before I had a big knowledge about internet. So everything that happened at Tribute to the Troops or any other show, I was always shocked. Now I'm kind of like, I know everything.
Yeah, there was one time to where someone lost the title in the meantime, and then all of a sudden he showed back up on it with the title.
Damn. The 2003 Tribute to the Troops from Baghdad, Iraq. 5 matches. The APA versus the World's Greatest Tag Team.
Damn!
Just say the APA defeated the World's Greatest Tag Team. Rikishi defeated Rhino. Eddie Guerrero defeated Chris Benoit.
Viva La Raza.
You don't need to do the comments. Tori Wilson defeated Dawn Marie and Sable.
Tori Wilson.
None of them are in wrestling anymore. And John Cena defeated Big Show.
John Cena defeated everyone.
There's only 4 men. I'm going to just read. This is the next one I'm going to read. Or the last one I'm going to read of the two. This one was in also in Iraq, the Tikrit, Iraq. Booker T defeated Rene Dupree. Undertaker defeated Heidenreich.
You know, the guy that fought had the feud with Heidenreich.
Hardcore Holly defeated Kenzo Suzuki. I don't remember him.
Kenzo Suzuki. From the Land of the Rising Sun. How do you not remember him?
That's probably why. Eddie Guerrero, and in the main event, Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio defeated Kurt Angle and Luther Reigns.
Oh, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Heard of his cousin Roman, though.
Roman's cousins with everybody at this point.
All right. I think that's a good long enough keep tossing proof.
That must have been the SmackDown deal that year.
Yeah, usually they were SmackDown shows.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into what's on. We'll start with bio.
What's on? Well, I watched the movie Home. It's a little cartoon movie by DreamWorks. I thought it was a pretty good one, considering I haven't watched a DreamWorks movie in a while. If your kids haven't seen it yet, I would recommend it. It's a pretty good kids movie.
Yeah, they've seen it. I haven't, but they have, I guess.
Yeah, it's a pretty good kids movie. As far as wrestling, I watched the NXT and Raw, obviously. I haven't really watched a whole lot. I've been having a lot of band practices lately. From the last time we recorded, I've had 4. So I haven't had much time to sit down and watch TV as I would like. So that's pretty much what's been on for me this week.
All right. Andy.
Already got me.
Andy.
Oh, sorry. I was on mute. watch some Muppets. Watch some old Nitros and Raws. And that's about it. Nothing too spectacular. We had something called Thanksgiving weekend go on, so I was freaking busy.
Yeah, I had me a really busy week since the last episode. Watched 2 football games. My team's won both of those. I didn't watch the Monday night game, so I can't say anything about that one.
Go Bears.
Yeah, did you tweet that?
I'm sure you did.
I don't know. I don't think you did. I didn't think you did.
I'm going to right now.
Really? And I went to AIW. That was fun. Not as fun, I think, as they've been lately. Because normally there wasn't, like, Vader wasn't there, so I wasn't happy about that. There wasn't anybody new there. I've seen everybody on that card before. Ending was very interesting. Ethan Page beat Ricky Shane Page for the AIW Absolute Championship. And as he's cutting a promo about being, like, the best in AIW, Tim Donce came out, because Tim Donce gave up the title, like, back in February because of a cancer scare. So that kind of sets them two up on a collision course. I think they might have a match later on in December. We'll see. At their second show in December.
Speaking of that, when's that one that Scott Hall's coming? Is it the 14th?
18th.
18th.
That's the one. That's the second Christmas, the second December show.
If I can get it off, I might trek my way up there.
Are you serious?
I told you I would before, and we never arranged anything. But I guarantee you I'm not going to get it off. But we'll see.
That's a Friday. You going to drive?
Well, I'm not flying.
Okay.
I like traveling, so okay. Driving wouldn't be an issue. I think it's like a 10-hour drive.
Yeah.
So it would be literally drive, watch the show, find a hotel, stay there that night, and then leave.
Yeah.
Sometime Saturday. Yeah.
There's some cheaper hotels in Cleveland too. I was looking. You can. There's. I mean, I don't know how great you're looking for, but
as long as it's got a bed and I'm not scared for my car getting broken into, then I'm pretty fine.
I was looking at rates over the weekend up there for my own personal reasons, and they were. I think the cheapest I had seen was like in the $40 range.
That's not terrible. That's not bad at all.
The room I ended up getting, I think, was in the $80 range, but after taxes, I paid like $93. For one night. It was comfortable. It was nice.
Yeah, I think I have... What day is the 18th? I'll get paid literally the day before.
That'd be so fun.
I'd have to see if I can get that Saturday off.
Obviously.
Yeah. I would like to have that Friday and Saturday off. I would need both of them. But yeah. we'll discuss details later.
And what did I watch TV wise? Caught up on Doctor Who. The season finale is technically this coming week, and then they have the Christmas special on Christmas. That's gonna be fun. I haven't really listened to anything new. Did I watch anything else? I'm behind on NXT. I'm behind on this week's Breaking Ground, which I can't wait to watch because I heard Noof is on it a lot, or on it enough. Because she actually like promoted it on, I think, on her Facebook. So what? The show. Blah, blah. I downloaded some more TV shows that I got to catch up on, but after I caught up on Doctor, because that was pretty much because Thursday for me was Thanksgiving for everybody, but like I had like two dinners to go to. Came home that night. Friday was AIW. Got up, pretty much left. Was in Cleveland all night and. Saturday morning. Went to a friend's house after that to watch the Ohio State-Michigan game. Left there. Finally came home. Spent a little bit of time with my dog. Actually took a quick power nap. Went to my 10-year class reunion. Was out all night. And then since I spent Thursday, Friday, and Saturday away from my dog, my vow was like I would spend all day Sunday with her. And, granted, I could be laying in bed, and she loves that, so. And I just pretty much I caught up on Doctor Who. I thought I caught up on something else. No, I think I just threw up old episodes of How I Met Your Mother. I was watching them while I was like doing some shit. Other than that, that's it for me. All right, it's time to.
Man, we burned through that week pretty quickly this week, especially with the holidays and I worked pretty much every day, so except for Black Friday, thank God. But
I smoked some cigars and shot some cock.
I know you did. And let's get into everybody's new favorite segment, emails.
Oh, we don't do news anymore?
No, we haven't done news for like a month.
All right, fuckers. All right, here's the first email. Okay, I'm not supposed to read who it's from. Okay, what's up, Wrestly Wrestlecasters? GBL here. Not un-PGBL. Fuck. That un-PGBL, since I'm emailing from work. Yeah, someone actually watch your screen. Like, okay, here's a couple of questions from me to you for discussion. One, with intro of the League of Nations, is there room for more factions and faction warfare in the WWE? For me, a good opportunity is to get some of the mid-card, some TV time. Thoughts?
I think there's always time for more factions. It's just if they're used right. We have the League of Nations. We have the Wyatt family. Technically, we have Team Bad because that's kind of a faction. Which
New Day?
They fall on the verge of faction and just a tag team.
Yeah, because they freebird the tag titles.
Yeah, normally a faction has like people that come together but like work separately. New Day is pretty much. New Day, they're just the tag team.
So the Freebirds weren't a faction?
I don't really consider them a faction. Consider them a tag team.
Yeah, I think they had a thing on the Greatest Factions DVD.
Were they?
Yeah.
I think like, it could be just how you look at things. I don't consider the New Day a faction, but I consider Team Bad a faction. I like Team Bad. I hope they
Unity.
I hope they stay together for a long time. I hope they actually turn face as a team.
Yeah, I can see that happen.
But I want it to be right around the time that they bring up Eva Marie and Nia Jax, bring them up together, and have I'd love to see them like go against each other as the faction, and especially Tamina and Nia as the bodyguards.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
That would be pretty interesting. I think if they go with the Roman Empire idea that I came up with, to have Roman, Dean, and the Usos, that way you have your main event guy, so he's doing his own thing. You have your mid-card guy, who's doing his own thing, and you have the Usos going after tag titles, so they're doing their own thing, but they're all together. So it's already sort of a loose faction, they just don't have a name. I think we could have more factions in WWE, but the problem... I would say the problem is you don't want to overdo it, which they did with the three-man group for a while. Like, you had 3MB, you had the Wyatts, you had the Shield, you had... there were a couple others I can't remember off the top of my head. But there were so many three-man groups, and they like to book them not against each other.
I just don't like when they have the warfare faction kind of stuff, and everything ends in a no contest.
Yeah,
if they can stay away from that kind of stuff, then I'm all for it. But if you're going to have a lot of that, I'm watching a lot of the old Raws and stuff. If you're going to have the Four Horsemen coming in and just beating up everybody, the Legion of Doom or whatever, I messed that up. But having everybody just come in and fight at the end and there'd be no match, I'm not for that.
All right. Anything more?
Next question.
Okay, second question. Sasha Banks will be the breakout star of the Divas division in 2016. Agree or disagree?
As long as they book her in matches, then agree.
I want to disagree.
I think Becky could be a breakout star too.
If we're talking 2016, I say if there's no reason why Bayley doesn't come up by then, and that's the one that has money written on him. I don't care how much you like Charlotte, Becky, Paige, or Sasha. Bayley has money written on her, and I'm not a huge fan of Bayley's. I mean, I do think she's a great wrestler. She is attractive, but we were talking before you jumped on, Andy, was she's not great at promos. There's times when she's okay, but a lot of times it's just the facial expressions. It's like she's just like she's having this conversation, but she's not putting any expression into her words. So it's just like, to me, it's offsetting. But I don't get it all the time with her. Like when after the NXT, right after the last takeover, you know, she comes out, she cuts a promo, holds the belt up, everything, and like, she doesn't have like the passionate expression on her face throughout the whole thing that I would expect. And then when Alexa Bliss comes out, there's this disconnect from the expression that just bugs me. But she doesn't do it all the time. I do give her credit. Maybe it's just because who she's working with, and maybe because I know the other time was before her match versus Alexa Bliss, she had a great promo backstage. But those are two different settings, and that could be the reason.
Yeah, and she comes off very natural for like whenever she does interviews and stuff. So, but you're right, that's two different kind of things.
Well, with the interviews, also they can, if they tape it and they feel like she hasn't given enough, they can just retape it.
The thing is, it's like she has the vocal ability, like she can talk, but she doesn't like she has talk in the normal sense of talking. She can talk, but having the expression on her face and all that kind of stuff to go with it for TV, it's where there's a disconnect. Like I said, at least for me. But I do like her. And I think if she gets put onto the main roster next year, that's the other female John Cena. Eva Marie has it in the heat wave with the IWC, but Bayley has it in the merchandising and the kid-friendly. And really, when it comes down to it, Bayley is different. Emma tried to be Bayley, or Bayley just found a better way to be Emma. And Emma is horrible as a face on the main roster, but I see Bayley just being this huge success. The marketing towards little girls, how they're going to do it, I don't know. Like, I know how I want Enzo and Cass to be brought up. To me, that's the night after WrestleMania bring up. But Bayley, I don't know.
just keep her away from Santino and make sure she doesn't steal any iPods.
His iPod case. So you guys are seeing Sasha on Sam Bailey?
Well, if they call Bailey up, then I would agree with you. If they end up not calling Bailey up, which you don't have any dominant divas in NXT right now other than Bailey, so I don't see them calling her up. I think they're going to Sami Zayn her and leave her down in NXT for a while.
For a whole another year?
I could see it because Zayn's coming back to NXT now.
He's coming back, but we can't.
I don't think Zayn's going to officially make his main roster.
See, he got hurt, too. You don't know if Bailey's going to get hurt or anything. Also,
I think Zayn's detour has to do with him being injured. And instead of just throwing it like saying, okay, you're ready for the main roster, they want to make sure he's still good in the ring, and they want to make sure the fans and everything, they want to make sure everything's still going.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, I don't think he stays there long. I was going to go on a limb and say by WrestleMania he's on the main roster.
I was going to say he might be in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that
makes sense.
That's the big thing everybody's been saying, that we're going to see him and Kevin Owens go at it towards WrestleMania and at WrestleMania
for the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
I would enjoy that matchup actually.
Yeah, but I'll red book it. Sasha Banks will be the breakout star of 2016 for the Divas. Red book it.
I'm not doing any red books on that.
Yeah, no one's writing it down. Unless Mounty wants to.
The Mounty.
The greatest Intercontinental champion of all the time.
I'm going Bailey, and on a side note, on when we do the, not here, but when we used to have the TIP awards, my bold prediction for this year came true. And I forgot what it was, actually. I had to ask Dave what it was. I said Charlotte was going to become the Divas champion.
There you go.
And I said that in December.
I have no idea what the hell mine is either. Yeah.
In December or January. Awesome. We did it late. But anyway.
So, okay. So then he goes, love the podcast. Or am I cutting you off?
No, I was just clearing my throat.
Okay. Love the podcast. So keep up the great work. And that's been my, no, Andy, not nickel, because I'm all about those dollars, baby. Money, money. Yeah, yeah. Laters, Jeebs. So that was GBL.
Yep. Thanks, Jeebs.
Thank you, GBL. Okay. So then we go into...
I can't wait till he sends an MPGBL one.
I don't know if I can say all those fucking things. Okay. Hey, yo. Fuck. G-Day, gents. What the...
Good day.
G-Day, gents.
Good day.
I know, but good day. Okay.
Good day. So, good day,
gents. This is your friendly neighborhood Cata here. He's got all caps. Andy sucks dick.
just read it out.
So I haven't seen all of Raw yet, but I read the spoilers during the work, and I love the new faction with Sheamus, Rusev, Barrett, and Del Rio. Andy sucks dick. I'd personally take Alberto out and replace him with the fourth European heel, but nobody else on that level comes to mind. Andy sucks dick. So you guys have anyone that you would replace Alberto Del Rio with?
The only person I would have thought of would have been Drew Galloway. It would have been Drew Galloway, but he's not in WWE anymore.
Yeah, that's... One thing that sucks about that kind of reeks of a video game storyline.
That was one of the best storylines in the video game for WWE. Yeah. They had William Regal in it, too.
Yeah, I want to say, for me, it is somebody I thought of, and it's not the biased thing, but Kevin Owens for camp.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too.
But it's, I don't think he fits, because...
Well, they said European heel.
Oh, European, that's true.
I was like, Kata was talking European, because...
Rene Dupree?
I was like, I don't think there's any other European people on the roster except for Cesaro, and he's injured.
And I would turn him heel. There's a German down in NXT. I forget his name.
On the main roster.
I'm just saying. That's like one of the few others. It's just...
I mean, because you have Marcus Louis, and you have Sylvester Lafort. They're French guys.
You can bring Finley back. Doesn't he still help out with the Divas?
I wouldn't bring Finley back ever. I can't think of anybody else on the main roster that's from Europe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Besides Cesaro, but he's out.
Rose seems like he's from that area, doesn't
he? He's not.
Adam Rose?
Yeah,
He just sounds British to me.
That's his character. He's supposed to sound like Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then, are we done with that?
Is there any more?
Yeah, he's got a long list.
As for the Divas, I got a serious question. Andy sucks dick. What is Brie Bella's finishing move? I don't fucking know. What's Brie Bella's finishing move?
The Bella Buster.
Whatever the fuck that is.
It's the same thing as the X Factor that X Pac used to use. Sit out face plant.
I don't think I've ever even seen her do that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then a few years ago, I always said that Brie was the better Bella when it came to the ring. Andy sucks dick. Oh, wait. He fucked up. It says Andy sucks duck. What the fuck?
He sucks.
That's almost funnier. Ever since Nikki's title reign, she has had way more ring time, and I know her finisher move, and she is so much better than Brie. It's just because her boobs are bigger. Andy sucks dick. It is because Brie is worried. Fuck you, don't read this shit. That's my job. Is it because Brie is worried about Brian and wants children, so her passion isn't there? Andy sucks dick. Where is Nikki, having seen his passion rub off on her? Ha ha ha. A sex joke. Anyway, Andy sucks dick. Thanks for the show. I'll email next week. Maybe Andy sucks dick. Kata out. P.S. Andy sucks dick. and duck, apparently. So where's Nikki?
I think sucking dick with Andy.
Nikki had an injury that she was taking care of. I think the only reason that we see Nikki in a better light is because she's had so much ring time, whereas Brie has been doing little side things here and there, or basically feeding for Nikki. She hasn't really had the time in the ring, and the storylines have all been based around Nikki and the longest title reign ever. So I think that's why we see Nikki in a better light than we do Brie at the moment.
She has bigger boobs.
I don't know. There's a different athleticism between the two.
Yeah.
I think that's what it really comes down to. Nikki is kind of an athletic person. I think.
Nikki was the soccer player. She was a pro soccer player. Yeah.
Nikki's always been, it seems like she's been better to begin with. It seems like she's the one that always held the title.
No, Brie always held the title.
Mm-hmm.
I swear Nikki did. Okay.
Nikki just had the longest reigning title, or the longest title reign. Because when they debuted, it was Brie Bella, and they did the twin magic stuff before the boob job.
Okay.
Something about Andy sucking dick, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so then our next one, he doesn't mention it, so I'll just use his it's Living Legend. He says, "Hey guys, on behalf of the network, I just like to say, nah, fuck that shit. This is a wrestling email. Here's my," it says KTI, assuming Keep Toss and Prove from this week. Keep the Titus Stardust interactions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They're so funny. And I think they're going to keep them going all the way through Christmas.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hurrah, 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 hurrah. That was good. I hope someone mentioned it. I can't remember where I heard it, but it could be the new Gold Dust Booker T, which that's a good example. Yeah,
it's kind of fucked up. A Rhodes and a black guy.
brother. And then Toss Andy reading emails.
No, I'm sorry. You almost got your wish. But somebody else wanted him to read the email, so I wonder who that was.
probably someone that sucks dick, probably. Okay.
Yes, you wanted to read the email.
No, I'm trying to say he sucks dick, not me.
But you already said you suck dick.
I read it. I didn't say it.
No, you said it. Read it out loud. Said Andy sucks dick.
It's probably gonna be his ringtone now.
Hashtag Andy sucks dick. That was all from the 5-point thing too, which was funny.
Yeah, ha ha ha! Very freaking funny. And we got improved the negativity response to Dreamer appearing. Chances are he's not here for long, and the crowd seemed to love it.
It's because they were in Philly.
No, they weren't. They were in Pittsburgh.
No, they were. They were in
Pittsburgh. Close enough. Philadelphia.
Okay, is that
in Pennsylvania? They're close enough.
No, I'm trying to think of something like way on the other side of state of Augusta from Augusta. I mean, that's like saying Savannah.
That's actually Savannah's closer than Atlanta.
Really? Damn.
Atlanta's like a 2-hour, 2.5, depends on where you're going. It's about a 2 to 2.5 hour. Savannah's about 1.5 to 2.
Yeah, the difference between.
But for our international people, it'd be like saying New York, LA, same thing.
No, because that's way farther.
That's like that's 3,000 miles.
I know, but just work with me on this. It's the same country.
They're in the same state, but they're also okay. That's like saying El Paso and Houston that they're close together.
I was saying for our international listeners that would say, "Ha ha, New York." Never mind. It's over everybody's head.
Hey. They don't always explain that kind of stuff to us on the European upper cunts.
Oh fuck, that's my new favorite name.
he can't edit this show. And not to mention we are on multiple networks.
Okay, where the hell are we improve. Oh no, we did that already.
See, all right, let's talk about his improve real quick. I like Tommy. No, I said improve, not toss. Anyway.
He's a topic.
I like Dreamer coming out. It was, to me, it was actually a shock because I was not expecting it. I was more expecting Spike Dudley. I think everyone else was.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When he said family, I was like, they're not bringing Spike in, and it was Tommy Dreamer. The thing I found that was really funny is
Andy sucking dick.
Besides that, was
I was actually hoping to have Big Dick Dudley come out. That'd been fine.
I think he's dead.
I think he is too.
That's believe it or not, that is Kiwi's favorite.
I thought you were his favorite.
No, that's his favorite Dudley. I heard him on Facebook saying that he loves Big Dick.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Dudley.
Sure.
No, I forgot where I was going with it.
Andy sucking dick.
You thought it was gonna be Spike.
Yeah, well, the funniest thing I thought about it was the fact that TNA just used this storyline not even 2 years ago.
Yeah, everybody's been kind of bitching about that.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious because it was exact down to a T. Had the names written on the table. Tommy Dreamer comes back. I was like, who's next? Rhino's going to join the Wyatts. Is that what's going to happen? He's going to grow his beard out and be Rhino Wyatt.
But how much you want to bet me that the Dudleys or Team 3D are the ones that suggested creative do that in TNA? So they're just like, oh, let's steal our own idea. That's the other thing. People are like, oh, WWE stealing TNA's idea. How much you want to bet me that there was just the Dudley saying, hey, we did this once. Let's do this again.
Yeah. And they didn't use spray paint. They used duct tape and Sharpie. It's different.
They look like giant hardcore titles. That's what I thought of.
And then Tommy still had the polka dots for Dusty.
If you looked at his tights and you looked at his t-shirt, they were House of Hardcore stuff.
I think he works on a deal that he gets to still use that stuff because he does the same thing in TNA.
Mm-hmm. What I thought he was still on TNA Creative.
No. Whenever he did House of Hardcore, I think he left Creative.
I think he's still a part of TNA. He's a TNA executive still.
No, because House of Hardcore has their own like bunch of their own stuff. Like I think they have their own TV in Canada or something like that.
Well, they're only on pay-per-view right now.
I thought they had something where they're on like some TV in Canada. Because I know the one commentator who is a part of them, and I've heard him talk about TV.
They might. As far as I know, they've only had, unless they do tapings and pay-per-view in the same day or something. I don't know.
It's not like I don't know what it is.
Yeah, Tommy Dreamer. Here we go. Tommy Dreamer was scheduled to work as a producer for TNA during its India tour, but with the tour canceled, it opened up the window to him come to WWE.
Hmm.
Yeah. And he's not signed to a TNA deal.
Maybe that's
why. So WWE could sign him for a contract instead of one-off deals. But he was scheduled to be the producer for TNA's India tour.
Yeah, makes sense. Anyway, right, moving on.
Okay, then. Oh, and a bonus keep the New Day on all the time.
Whoa.
New Day rocks.
Whoa, this isn't your show, Legend. You don't make the rules. I'll allow it.
New Day rocks, New Day rocks, New Day rocks. And like I was talking beforehand.
Handy sucks dick.
At least we're not talking about potatoes. Is too much New Day a bad thing? Are we going to get bored of New Day? They were on three segments on Raw. Can we get too much New Day?
Nope.
As long as they keep it entertaining, then it'll be all right. If they start getting boring, then that's where they'll probably shrink the amount of New Day, especially coming into WrestleMania season.
I do like their commercials on the shop.com, though. That's pretty good. They did one on SmackDown, too. So. And then he says, Living Legend has now left the building. So Living Legend is gone.
Bye, LL. Thank you for the email. We appreciate you.
And we forgot to thank Kata. Thank you, Kata. Andy Sexton.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Kata. I appreciate it. Email next.
Kata gets my. I would say Cannonball, but that's the wrong show.
Kata gets my duck of the week.
Is that a typo for dick?
It sucks, duck.
Okay, so then our last email. Ready?
You're not okay. Reading yours.
No, I already did my stuff in it. No, I'm not reading mine.
Okay.
There is one more though.
Okay.
even though I won't hear this, because I can't tune in. Shout out to my good friend Biohazard King, because he cool. You keep doing what you're doing, and then I don't know if you want me to read the name or not.
Yeah, it's from my friend Heather.
Sign.
That's from my mom. She No, it's from my friend Heather. I was kind of shocked to see that she emailed us, but
no, Heavy's right. It's from Biohazard's mom, Mrs. Biohazard.
Biohazard Queen.
Oh no! Don't say that. Yeah. That sounds kind of creepy.
That's going to be my new nickname for Biohazard Queen.
Better than Mississippi Queen, I guess.
Change your name to Biohazard Prince.
That reminds me of the Animaniacs. They were like, we're looking for Prince. Hello, and the girl comes back. She's like, I found Prince. No, fingerprints. I don't want to do that. This was a cartoon.
Hello, nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna email back her a link so she can listen to it. I don't know why she can't get it.
No,
I've sent her the link before. So
was she underage?
No.
Bio. Come on. Do we have to have the talk?
I think you're the one that needs to talk, Mr. Feeding Kids Benadryl and NyQuil.
I have not done that, by the way. That's only been a joking thing. So please don't turn me into DHS. So what are you doing up here? Drink this. I'm sorry, am I not muted? So yeah, that's been
this toxic fluid that could kill.
So we're done with the Andy fucks up your email segment.
All right, let's move into best of the week. See, let's start with which one. I start the show with, let's start with Andy.
All right, my best of the week is the reference to Sheamus 515 means I just kicked your arse. And I guess they're going to turn that into I just road kick your arse, which is okay. And if my wife would let me have my money, I would probably go buy that shirt that's on WWEshop.com right now. But she doesn't let me have my money, and I love her very much if she's listening to this. So, yeah, That's my best of the week.
So, Sheamus, forget about your Austin 316. Sheamus 515 says I just kicked your arse.
So
I liked it.
So your wife knows you suck dick?
I don't suck dick. It's just kind of making me read it.
Hashtag Andy sucks dick.
No, I don't. I got to be quiet because the last time I was down here, my son had end up getting up out of his bed and end up sleeping in my bed because, Daddy, you're too loud on your podcast.
Daddy, you suck dick.
Daddy, why do you always give me this funny drink and I fall asleep fast?
Daddy, how come I heard you say you suck dick a bunch of times downstairs?
Daddy, why are you watching Fisting Fireman 9?
Why are you watching Eel Soup?
I don't know where that's.
Dad, what's a blue waffle?
Oh, man.
Best of the week bio.
My best of the week is going to be the Dudleys and Tommy Dreamer and the Wyatt family segment. I feel like they're going into a tables match going into TLC, but where I'm unsure of is where. Like, what direction are they going to go? Are they going to go Dudleys versus two Wyatts? Or are they going to go an eight-man table match, which I think would be badass if they did a eight-man tag team elimination tables match? I think that would be pretty badass.
I think it'd be cool if RVD came back.
Everyone's saying that, and I really don't want RVD 420 just says, I smoked your ass. I don't want that.
If they did RVD and Spike to add to them, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
I wouldn't. I want Spike Dudley to come back for this storyline anyway.
Why? Because you can beat him up?
He's the only Dudley boy I could pick up and throw. Because the other one is Big Dick Dudley, Big Daddy Dudley, Bubba Ray and Devon Dudley.
It was the Indian one.
I don't remember all of them. There was like 12 of them.
Wasn't it Tie-Dye Dudley?
They all were tie-dye.
And then there was a Sign Guy Dudley.
That's what I meant, Sign Guy, because I was thinking tie-dye guy.
Tie-dye guy.
They all wore tie-dye, but yeah.
And Bubba Ray had a stutter.
That was actually when they came to the WWE like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the Dudleys and the fact that they're bringing their family in, as in Tommy Dreamer, and fuck, maybe we'll get Sandman come back. Who knows?
That is another possibility.
If they brought Sandman back, they should put Coca-Cola, if Coca-Cola sponsors the next show, put Coca-Cola in his hand instead of beer. That's the only reason I think they wouldn't bring Sandman is because of the beer.
What? You think Taz comes back?
No, not to wrestle.
What?
Well, I mean, not to wrestle, but that's a very close friend of the Dudleys, but I don't know how he is with WWE or whatever. But
might as well try to bring Aces and Eights to WWE too while you're at it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking of.
What?
Aces and Eights.
What?
You know, Aces and Eights.
You think WWE wouldn't have Sandman on because of beer? What?
Whiskey?
What?
Tequila?
What?
Vodka?
He smoked too.
What?
I had Jello shooters?
I'm surprised you know anything about alcohol.
Sorry, I got friends that are bartenders.
My best of the week. Since there was no Kevin Owens, I'm going to go with Becky. I like Becky. I think she needs to get more TV time. And not just the sidekick role, but I think that's where she's going to be going for a while. But I enjoy Becky. I still like the clip that I used for the intro like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I like her. Did anyone else see the shirt she was wearing? It was kind of like a nipple, the white shirt, and then she had like a black thing. I kept seeing a black nipple.
It was like a tie-dye design.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you like nipples after you suck dick.
Guys have nipples too.
So you like to suck nipples on guys?
No, I don't like this. Just,
It's okay. We don't judge.
I don't suck dick. I only read it when people put it in emails, and I wouldn't read it, but I'm told to read it, and I just.
Yep. And that'll do it for us right here on the one and only Rasslecast. Where can we find you, Bio?
You can find me on Twitter at biohazard_FTV. We'll leave the Twitter on that going. I don't get on Twitter much anymore.
Andy?
You can find me anywhere where it says Rasslecast on Twitter, and also on AA_WIR, where I'm on Twitter, and I do not suck dick.
Sure. There's been a really epidemic of you sucking dick. You might suck more dick than FTW.
No, I'm good.
And of course, you can find me at Heavyset330. You can get a hold of the show, if I got this down correct, which is really not hard, Wrasslecast, just like it says in the show title. So the same way, at Wrasslecast on Twitter, Wrasslecast on Instagram, which, fine, sure. And Wrasslecast@gmail.com. Oh, and whoever does the Facebook page, which is, well, it's all three of us, but I'm not as involved as you guys, let's unlink someone's Instagram from it. Because
it's the Wrasslecast Instagram.
What was linked to it before that?
I don't know.
Like pictures of like a chick in a bikini.
I don't know.
Because anytime I see a dumb post like that, I delete it.
That's fine.
Who's posting chicks in bikinis? Because there's only three of us that have access to it.
It's me.
Well, there you go. You know who it is.
I knew who it was.
All right, Heavy, let's sign this show off.
And we will catch everybody next week.
Bye.
Later.
Andy sucks dick.
WhatIsWorld.com.
Welcome,
hey there, little kids. My name's Jared. I'm a friend. Can I eat a sandwich with you? How about a footlong, wheat or white? What kind of bread? Help me squeeze the man. This tube. Got my mind on your body, and your body's only 9. Have a taste of my teriyaki sauce you wanna try. Don't tell your mother, kiss the cucumber. It's time for a supper. I'm the footlong lover. $5. $5 foot. Just have a little bite. I'm Jared, I'm the Subway guy. Let's do a line. I'm the football lover. Guess how many kids I could fit in these pants. Have you had the meatballs there yet? Yes, I like my subs like I like my women. I like them 6 and 12. Yeah. Got my mind on your body, and your body's only 9. Add some chips and a drink for just $1.99. Go get your brother, I got a boner. Would you like that toasted? I'm the footlong lover. $5 foot. Some branch, you got it in your eye. I tuck my shirt in all the time. Now you know why. I'm the footlong lover. $5 footlong lover. $5 foot dong. I'm the footlong lover.
Shh. I got a boner. I'll have the kids' meal. With extra kids?
Got my mind on your body, and your body's only 9.
Come on, guys. Even Michael Jackson got 3 second chances.
Have a taste of my mini sub, it grows into a grinder.
How about if I go through your Craigslist history? Wanna know what my favorite sub is?
Turkey egg!
Eat this double mini yummy sub. Tell your parents that you played outside. Chicken still in the microwave. Each fucking time.